Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the Kershaw County Council.
They are getting ready to pass a resolution saying that you need to wear a mask, even though over and over and over again, masks have been proven on many, many studies that they don't work and are detrimental to your health. But the WHO and the CDC is all for masking everybody. And monkey see, monkey do. These monkeys will see and they will do whatever the politicians and the expert, government expert, tell them to do. Now, of course, everybody in Kershaw County trusts these fellas. After all, these are the same people who bought the swamp land down on the river. And these are the same people that voted for $500,000 more in the swamp park and just recently allocated another $500,000 to the swamp park so that everything could be flooded. But these are the people you trust. These are also the people that built the monstrosity on the hill for economic development, the $3.1 million building that now they have on sale for $2.6 million, and nobody has bought it, and it's been sitting there 3 years. These are the central planners that love you so that they are geniuses. When gathered together, those seven minds are smarter than every individual in the county. These people have been wrong so many times that you can bet on the opposite and be assured to win the bet. These boys are parrots of the mockingbird media and the parasites above them. There are countless studies showing that face masks do not stop viruses. Not a single one that masks work in any significant way. But you will not hear this on the mainstream media, and you will not hear that from these parrots. They will not bring up this fact at all. Why? Because they're addicts. They're addicted to the mainstream media. Of course, they will never bring these facts to your attention.
I got a question. Which one of these here parasites brought this here resolution to the county council? Put it on the agenda. Which one? Julie Burns? Samuel Tucker? Terrence Snodgrass? Jimmy Jones, which one of you? Which one of you brought this resolution up? Do you know the proper role and function of government? It's not to do mandate masks, it's to leave us alone. It's to protect liberty and freedom for all, not just you fellas. Why is this a resolution which carries no weight in law and not an ordinance which they could fine people and all that kind of stuff? Why is that, Julie Burns? Maybe it's because Julie Burns did not have the votes to pass an ordinance. Maybe some of these boys are actually coming to the census and saying, great goodness, this thing is, they didn't lie to us, the CDC, the Anthony Fauci, DHEC, all of them kind of lying to us and getting us to do all this lockdown and face mask wearing and everything, and the death rate's going down and down and down, and the cases is going up because they're testing so much, and the cases aren't, and the tests ain't that good, and it's about like flipping a coin. You flip a coin, you're gonna be positive. Flip a coin, you're gonna be negative. And yet the case rate's going up and up and up, and the death rate, there ain't nobody dying hardly no more. Now, I hope that what's going on is all some of these people here, some of these gang members, is starting to wake up and realize the lies that they're going to say. And you know, God said we should pray for our leaders. And Lord, I've been praying right. These people come to the census before they do any more damage to this once great nation built on the rights you, Lord, have given every one of your children. They think that they can dictate to us to wear a mask or anything else. What happened to free will, ain't it, Lord? I tell you what, let's go down through the where asses of the resolution. Hold on a second, let me get the resolution up. Okay, here's the resolution, y'all. It's called the where asses, because they always wear ass, and that, what it is the reasons why. So we had on the March 13th, old Henry McMaster, the dumbass in charge of South Carolina, declared a state emergency. And then whereas on June 30th, Kershaw County saw the monkey declared, and so the monkey said, "Ooh, great goodness, we better declare one too." So they declared an emergency too. And then whereas the number of corona cases continues to grow, well, we done talked about that. The cases are going because everybody getting tested and tested and tested. But the hospitalizations are going down. And the death rate is going down like it's almost at zero now. But they don't tell you that. Notice that. Look at that. They don't tell you none of that. Why? Because they don't want you to know that. And look at it. Whereas. Whereas the number of cases is growing rapidly. Ooh, be afraid. People be afraid. And it continues to spread in the county. The number of persons relying on medical and blah, 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 blah will increase. Well, how you know that? You don't even know that because the admissions to the hospitals are down. People staying home. It's just like a little flu. They got you all scared about that. And they say the workforce will be negatively impacted by absenteeism. In other words, they ain't coming to work. You know why? Because they tested positive for the corona. And then they got to be quarantined, and everybody come in contact with him. Got to be quarantined too. And they ain't got no symptoms. And if y'all have done any of your own research, you'd already know the test is testing for antibodies. It ain't testing for the corona in the first place. Then it's a flip of the coin. Flip of the coin. Whether you're going to be positive or negative. They're not telling you any of that. Notice that. And so they say absenteeism and the demand for medical facilities. Look at that word right yonder, y'all. It says may exceed local available resources. Well, Vic Carpenter just told us that it was 74% of beds are full. That means, you know, 30-something percent is available for anything. And guess what? Them beds is available is a bigger number than it was last year. So there ain't no damn problem. There ain't no damn craziness going on. But Kershaw County Council are so smart. They is the smartest people in the world. Well, as of July 8th, there were 48,909 confirmed cases of COVID in the state, including 807 confirmed in Kershaw County and 17 confirmed deaths. Well, if you know anything and done any of your damn homework, you find out that the corona has been blamed for all kinds of deaths. People might have been have bad diabetes or big and fat, or they got some other kind of some kind of morbidity. It's you're already sick. And then old people and all that kind of stuff. And then it's a very, very small percentage of those even die. But they've been marking it up as corona. Ooh, be afraid. So then it goes on and it says, whereas this is, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, DHEC, advises and encourages the use of face coverings to slow the spread. Well, let me ask y'all something. If you in the car and you riding down the road like a good little sheep and you wearing your mask and everything and you just happen to let a little gas out, you know what I mean? Can you smell that fart? I know you can. Don't deny you can smell that fart, can't you? Your fart might smell like perfume, like pochops, but you can smell it nonetheless. Well, guess what? The virus is even smaller than the damn fart. And if your pants can't hold in a fart, you think a mask gonna hold out? Y'all people are crazy. So the whereas keep going. The Kershaw County School District will impose additional hygiene. Well, you know what that means? All you little kids gotta wear a mask, and then they got the social distance, And so what you're going to do is you're going to put them through a psychological indoctrination camp. And you're going to damage these youngins. Now, and they approve of that. They, you know, see, what they really want to do is cause you to have headaches and all, and wear a mask because it's the sign of compliance and control, and they don't really give a damn about your kids neither. They don't give a damn about you and all. All they want to do is virtue signal. And guess what? If this revolution don't do it, and all the other counties do it, well, the monkeys will see and the monkeys will do, and they'll pass this revolution. Into an ordinance. And you know why? Because everybody that voted for the resolution will be called out to vote for the ordinance. That's the way it works. So anybody that votes for the order of the resolution tonight will eventually vote for the ordinance and want to lock you up if you don't damn cover your face and get a headache and all that kind of stuff. You know one question I always ask? Who in the hell writes all these whereases? Is this? Ain't one, there's only one person on the damn council that could possibly do it. Six of them, there ain't no way. Six of you people couldn't damn write a good Dick and Jane novel, if you know what I mean. This was probably plagiarized off of everybody else's, all the other monkeys who plagiarized it off of everybody else. And if you trace it back, you'll find it in one of them think tanks up in Virginia some damn way. This is all about power and control and controlling the sheep and learning y'all how to be compliant. That's all this is. And these here monkeys and would-be dictators without no dick and no taters, they are going to go along. They'll do whatever they have to go along. Go along to get along. Is this what everybody wants? Is this what you want? Have you done your own homework and find out that these masks don't work? You're being lied to, you're being played, and now you got the county council, your county council, your city, wherever you may be, all of them are falling in line because they just sincerely ignorant. They want to do the right thing, but they're ignorant. They don't know what the hell they're doing. If this is what you want, fine, go ahead. Y'all be good compliant sheep. But Pork Chop, he's the black sheep of the family, and Black Lives Matter. This is Pork Chop. Y'all have a good day, you hear?